and 1480 WABF. Currently, it is 67 degrees outside. And good morning to you. Hope everybody is having a wonderful day. And I am joined this morning by a special guest. This is Trista Lackey from the Fairhope Public Library. And good morning.
Good morning.
So what are we talking about today?
We're going to talk about the World Affairs Roundtable, and that is held at the Fairhope Public Library. We used to do it for, we started in 2009, but we had to stop for 2 years because of COVID-19. And so we're back. We started on March 16th. That was the first session. And we have a spring and a fall session. So the spring session right now, we started in, like I said, March 16th. The next one is going to be April 19th at 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. And that's going to be a documentary called Disinformed.
Disinformed. Okay. Mm-hmm. What is this about?
It's about a deep dive into conspiracy mentality and why people are so vulnerable to disinformation.
Okay.
And also how the pandemic has made us vulnerable to believing comforting lies as opposed to harsh truths.
Okay. Oh, that sounds interesting, because so many people are quick to believe just whatever they hear on the news. Okay, whatever. Mm-hmm. As long as it calms them down. And so that sounds very interesting.
Yeah.
Now, who's going to be presenting this with you?
Dr. Charles Creel and Katharina Glenn-Vekin, they are the writers and directors and producers of the documentary, so they'll be here.
Oh, wow. You've got the actual producers of the documentary?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now that's interesting because, first off, they're experts on the subject matter, obviously, but they can also tell you about the decisions that they made going to make the decisions that were made to actually make the documentary, what to leave in, what to leave out, why they chose this route, why they didn't, what they wanted to add in that might have clarified something. I enjoy being able to talk with the people anytime I've seen one of those documentaries or a movie, and talk to the director and find out, okay, well, see, what we really wanted to do was this, but we had to cut out 6 minutes worth of video, and so we cut out this part. So if that's just a little confusing, this is why, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, they'll have some time to answer questions that you might have.
Okay. So you will have a question-answer session afterwards?
Yes. The documentary is an hour and a half long.
Okay.
So they'll have roughly half an hour.
Okay. So when and where are these taking place?
This particular one is going to be April 19th, which is Tuesday, next week, at 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. at the Fairhope Public Library in the Giddens Conference Center, which is right inside the door.
Okay. All right. And then coming up, you've got more after this one?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the next one that we have is Wednesday, April 27th, and that's from 4:30 to 5:30, and that's with Dr. Mara Kozelsky, who is she's a Russian and East European history expert. She is a history professor at the University of South Alabama.
Okay.
And she was also the person who facilitated the discussion that we had on March 16th. And that was about the Russian aggression, the war in Ukraine, and the implications for Europe and the United States. So this particular one on April 27th is just a continuation of that one.
Okay.
You don't have to have been there at the first one to go to the second one.
Well, certainly. With an ongoing conflict, things can often change week to week as more and more details are revealed and strategies are shifted and ground is traded. And that should be interesting. Plus, to find out the cultural reasons why some of this took place.
Because
the easy answer is oil. You know, that's the easy answer. You know, everything's about oil. And there's a lot of oil out in the Baltic right underneath what they're fighting for out by Crimea. Sometimes it's just, well, that was ours and we want it back, you know. So, you know, when cultures have been fighting with each other for 1,000 years, sometimes it's hard to lay that stuff aside just because we're in modern times.
Mm-hmm. That's true. Yeah, and so she talked about that a bit at the first discussion, and of course you'll be talking about this in the second one. And so I'm really excited about it. We had 120 people at the first one.
Oh, that's a great turnout. Okay.
Discussed. Yes, exactly. And we're so excited after 2 years to finally be back. And we are planning more talks in fall.
Okay.
2022.
I remember back in, I think it was 2018 or 2019, you had representatives from NASA at one of your talks, and how fascinating that was. And about the time that I found out that they were taking place, they ended for the season.
Oh, yes.
So you only do two or three per season, and then you wait a few months in between.
Exactly.
Okay, now, why is that? Why not do them every month? Is it because of staff? Is it because of getting people in?
Mainly getting people in. We just like to have a break in between. And a lot of times we don't have enough people to come in the summer.
Okay.
So, and staff too.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. And so we've got two more coming up?
Yes. We have one next week and then the week after that.
Okay. All right. Well, these are wonderful lectures, and they're taking place this coming Tuesday on the 19th from 5:30 to 7 in the Giddens Conference Room.
7:30.
And once again, that documentary will be called Disinformed. Is that right? And it sounds fascinating. And you're going to have the director, Katharina Gillen-Vicken. Okay. So that.
And Dr. Charles Creel. They're both the directors. So they're
okay.
Both
they're both directors there. Okay. That sounds really, really interesting.
Yes.
And remember, you know, they're talking about conspiracies and people talking about paranoia. You're not paranoid if they really are out to get you. So there you go. Okay. What else is going on with the library?
Well, we've got this coming Thursday, we have our local authors chats, or local authors nights. We have three local authors who will have 20 minutes to discuss their book or read from their book, and then afterwards they'll have question and answer session.
Okay.
So, and then you can also buy their book and get it signed. So
okay.
It's really cool.
Well, do you know who the authors are this time, or I know you're not necessarily prepped on that. You don't necessarily have that information in front of you.
Yeah, actually, this time I do. It's Catherine Nelson Bourne.
Okay.
She's from Pensacola. She is the Northwest Florida Poet Laureate. And then we have John O'Melveny Woods, who is a local author.
Okay, I know John, yeah.
Yeah. And then we have Julia Claiborne Johnson, who is the writer in residence for the month of April.
Okay.
So, and she's raring to go. They're all raring to go.
Okay.
It's going to be very interesting, so come on out.
All right. So there's a lot going on at the library. You've also got internet services for those who don't necessarily have internet. You've got books.
Yeah.
And
oh, yeah.
Such.
Lots of books. Digital
of books.
Books, too.
Digital books. Books on tape.
Yes, we do.
That people can listen to as well.
Mm-hmm.
So, and you've got kids services. What do y'all do for kids?
Oh, we have the story time. We have, I think, two story times every week. No, there's four, sorry. Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Four story times, okay.
Yeah. And they also are doing a special environmental, I can't remember exactly what it's called, but it's on Wednesdays. And then during the summer, they have all kinds of special events for children.
Okay. Well, the more kids read, the better.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. So. And other things that we have at the library, we have magazines that are printed, and then we also have magazines that are digital. We have Hoopla, which is a service that it's free through the library, through Fairhope Public Library, and it is where you can stream television shows, movies, you can check out books, digital books, audio books, and magazines.
Okay.
So it's really cool.
Okay.
As well.
All right. So a lot offered at the Fairhope Public Library.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And once again, be sure and come out this Tuesday night where they're going to have a screening of the documentary Disinformed. They're also going to have the directors there, Katharina Gillen-Vicken and
Dr. Charles Creel.
Dr. Charles Creel there for a question and answer session afterwards. So that sounds fascinating. Okay, thank you so much. Once again, Trista Lackey from the Fairhope Public Library in with us this morning. Thank you so much, Trista. Anything
thank
else?
Thank you. If you have any questions about the World Affairs Roundtable, you can call us at 251-929-1464, or you can send a request or for information to reference@fairhopelibrary.org.
Okay, get your information straight. There we go. Yeah. All right,
okay.
Thank you so much, Justin. We appreciate
thank
that.
You.
And
thank
we
you.
Appreciate everything that you do. And we appreciate all of you out there to keep this world wonderful, because we don't need no hand-me-down world. We just need the Guess Who on 1480 WABF.